creativity.
That's an alternate mix of Room Full of Mirrors, recorded by the Band of Gypsies at the record plant in November of 1969, a period that was filled with anger and frustration, as Jimmy's old friend Fane Pridgeon recalls.
All he cared about was survival, you know, and peace of mind. And that was the hardest thing in the world for him to get, man. The hardest thing in the world. Because people wouldn't leave him alone. You know, the people that didn't mean him no good wouldn't leave him alone. The people that could do him some good, they wouldn't do it in, you know, the manner that it would do him some good, you know. And as far as I'm concerned, the easiest thing in the world to do is to leave somebody alone. But they just wouldn't leave him alone.
Eric Clapton.
Whenever I saw him, there was always, you know, at least four people sort of, getting, you know, dragging him from one side of the room to the other. And it just seemed as though he couldn't keep up, you know. I don't know what it was. I can't see why he couldn't have got away from them at some point. But he was so gullible. It was so easy for people to take him in and sort of con him, you know? That was the best part of his nature, really. It was the kind of innocence that he had, but it was the thing that everybody preyed on.
But despite it all, says Mitch Mitchell, Jimmy continued to make music.
Music is still an escape, and music was never, you know, stopped being made. The man will put down, is still put down his home tapes, you know, be it laying in bed. He still was very productive. You know, he'd just pick up guitar whenever he felt like it and just play. I would say, judging from what I've heard, just rough ideas, you know. The man was, you know, was always putting something.